Do you need a quick reminder today of your purpose? Maybe it's sort of blurry at the moment because you're facing a future that is full of unknowns, or you're just not sure what step to take next. Take a deep breath. Remember what is true, and that is this: God loves you right now, right where you are. He loves you, not for anything you do. He simply loves you. If you want to know how much, go read John 3:16. Now, that much love dished out for nothing may be difficult to grasp for all the type A high achievers out there. I get it. Still, the thing is, knowing God's purpose and plan for your life always begins with knowing you are first perfectly loved by Him. When you see and grasp that kind of love, you can't help but accept it. As you do, your heart is turned toward Him. You want to talk to Him about every single part of your day. You take all your worries and cares to Him in prayer. You hunger for His word. Your ears are tuned to hear the sound of His voice and no other. And your faith roots grow deep into His love for you. It's being rooted in love. With love roots like that, your life then is established in that love. Want to know what grows out of the unconditional and never-ending love of God? Ephesians 3:14. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, now just to keep it real, I Googled how many prayers there are in the Bible. I found there are 650. I'm going to go ahead and say that this prayer, out of all the others, is my second favorite. The first, of course, is the Lord's Prayer that Jesus prayed. But this prayer by Paul, even though prayed on his knees close to 2,000 years ago, is a prayer for you and me today. He prays strength and power over us, that the Holy Spirit of God dwell deep in our hearts. He wants us to be rooted and established in what? Love. That through those deep love roots, we have the power to truly know how wide, long, high, and deep the love of Christ is for us. Why does He pray for us to know this overwhelming, never-ending love of God that we will never really be able to grasp or understand? So that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. What does being filled to the measure of all the fullness of God mean when it comes to your purpose? Well, that's a study all on its own, but it comes down to this. I am complete and fully satisfied when my life is found in Jesus. In that place, I know my purpose, and it has nothing to do with what I do. It's first finding rest in knowing my life is not about me. It's a life lived desiring more of Jesus and less of me. It's recognizing my purpose is found and made clear as I am filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Simply put, your purpose is rooted in the love of God. That's the truth. When you are rooted in that kind of love, the works God created you to do will naturally come out of who He created you to be. I'm Lori Klein.